आज जो आपका विषय है वो है डेटा एंट्री ऑपरेशन, और हम बात करने वाले हैं बेसिक्स ऑफ वर्ड प्रोसेसिंग पर। और जानकारी देने के लिए हमारे साथ मौजूद हैं मिस राधिका बी, एकेडमिक ऑफिसर वोकेशनल डिपार्टमेंट NIOS से। मैम आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है हमारे साथ।
थैंक यू लर्नर्स, टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट द वर्ड प्रोसेसिंग सॉफ्टवेयर। एज यू माइट बी अवेयर अबाउट वर्ड प्रोसेसिंग सॉफ्टवेयर और यू माइट हैव सीन द पर्सन हु इज यूजिंग द सॉफ्टवेयर। Earlier, what we used to do, we used to write the content in the notebook or we used to write it in the paper, and later we used to keep it in a record or in a file for for later purpose or later usage. But what is the purpose of keeping the records? Even in class notes or something, if the teacher is giving the instructions to the students, the teacher used to pass the instructions or she used to write it on the notebook. The students used to copy the content in their notebooks. So now, that can be later, it can be read on the same day, or it may be useful for the students for before examination. They used to just read the content and they will understand what was explained by the teacher and how, what was the answer for the particular questions and all. So this was used and this was done by manually. But if you have a word processing software, you can keep the record of whatever the document you want to store. You can just type the content and you can store it and you can use it later. And you can send it to your friends or you can send it to your email ID and you can read the content anytime. So the main purpose of having this this software is that it can be whatever the document you have created, that can be modified, that can be deleted, that can be reused. So here when whatever you have written in the manually, you have written something in the notebook, so though that cannot be erased, and cannot, if you have written in pencil, then it can be erased and it can be used for some other purpose. But once you have written in pen or in sketch or any other colorful pencil or something, if you use, then it is difficult for you to erase the content or modify, then it will be visible clearly that what you have done. But if you are having this software, then it will be easy for you. You can modify any number of times and you can change the color if you want to. You can increase the font size if you want. You can change this color and change the font style. So, first of all, you can make a beautiful document. It's not only a document, you can create letters, you can create brochures, you can create newsletters and form letters. So you can make, you can insert picture also. Suppose you are creating a report about your recent visit to any, other place or any other university or any other schools. If you are making any report, then you can insert the pictures which you have taken it from that particular place. If you want, you can insert some of the charts. So if you do it manually, it will be beautiful. It can happen that even if you want to modify the content, it will be you may have to redo the document again. So but if you have this software, then it is easy. You can simply delete, or if you want, you can simply insert the content or simply insert the pictures or whatever you want, you can do it. And the main thing is that you can share it with n number of persons. It's not there is no limitation that you can share it with one or two persons. You can share it with n number of persons. Nowadays we are even having Google Docs. So using Google Docs at a time, I'm working in Noida Sector 62 office, so I can keep my Google Docs in suppose I have written two pages content, so I have saved that, then I have just closed it, and tomorrow if I am going to Delhi, then what I have to do earlier, what I have to do, what I have, I can keep it in my pen drive, or I may have to take the printout of that document, or I may have to redo the content again. But if I have it in Google Docs, what I can do, I can simply log in and I can I will be able to see the two pages which was written in today, that I can see it and I can start to add the content, whatever I want to add, that I can add it from that point of onwards. So here what I am doing is that I am saving my time, I am saving multiple copies, I am avoiding the multiple copies, so I am able to do the content anywhere at any place. I will be able to have that content. Even suppose my senior asked me that Radhika, I want this content now itself, you share it, whatever you have written, kindly share it with me. So immediately I will be able to share the content if I am having it in my email, or if I have shared the content in Google Drive, or if I have used if I have the content in my pen drive also. So I've just given the example of Google Docs just to make you aware about what is there in present. But in our subject, we will be talking about the basics of word processing. So we will first discuss about the features of word processing. So you can create professional documents fast using built-in and custom templates. You can easily manage large documents using various features like the ability to create the table of contents, index and cross-references. You can work on multiple documents simultaneously. And with the help of mail merge feature, you can quickly create merge documents like mass mailings or mailing labels. You can also use autocorrect and auto-format features, which will catch the typographical errors automatically and allow you to use the predefined shortcuts and typing patterns to quickly format your documents. And we can also use the print zoom facility, which scales a document on different paper sizes and allows you to print out multiple pages on a single sheet of paper. This is about the features of word processing software. So in today's session, we will be discussing about the Microsoft Word 2007. To begin that software, what we have to do, we have to click on the start menu. Once we have clicked on the start menu, then the list of programs, the list of software which are already installed in your computer or laptop, that will be listed out. So you can choose the all programs option. From there, you can choose the Microsoft Office, the version which whatever you are having, that you can open it. The recent versions will be having similar interface, but it will be having more features. So the basic features, the basic main facilities features will be remain same, but it will be having additional features as well as. So next, once you have clicked on the Microsoft Office Word, you will be able to see the blank document. So once the blank document has been created, then you can add whatever you want to add, whatever the document you want to create, that you can add. For that, you can just simply click on the blank area, then you can start to type the content which you want to insert. So you can use your keyboard and mouse for entering the information. So using mouse, you will be able to choose the list of menus which are available on your screen. So generally for opening and saving the documents, you should know how to create a document, how to open an existing document, and how to save the documents. So we'll be discussing one by one. For creating a document, you can click on use the key control key plus N key if you use both the keys together. If you pressed these keys together, a new document will be created. Or if you want, you can click on the office button. From there, you can choose new. So once you have clicked file new or office button new, or if you have used control key plus N key, a new blank document will be created. So in this document, just think that I have to create a document about the word processing software itself. So what I should have, so if I have just started to write the content from line 1 onwards, the person who is just seeing the document, they will not be understanding that what I am doing. So first I should have a title. So I have to enter the title of the document. Then I will start to write the information. So where the title should be, it should be placed in left or it should be placed in the right aligned. It should be placed in the center only. So I have to keep my heading of the particular document in the center aligned content. So that, but the rest of the content, the document content, can be aligned as per the left and right margins. Or if I have too much content, then I have to make it as per the left and right margins. So otherwise, if, according to my wish, according to the way, you know, the what type of a work I'm having, I have to, you know, use a different alignment. There are 4-5 types of alignments are there: left alignment, right alignment, then center alignment, then justify alignments are there. So if you use left, then all the content will be aligned as per the left margin. If you have used right alignment, all the content will be aligned as per the right margin. If you have used center alignment, all the content will be aligned, you know, as per the left and right, but all the content will be placed in the center. If you use justified alignment, then all the content will be placed from as per the left and right margin. So if you see the material of NAOS, all the content will be, you know, as per the justify alignment. So we have used that type of pattern. So uniformly all the contents will be aligned as per the margin. Then if I want to open the existing document, it means that I have created some document. I just want to open it and I want to read it, or I may want to modify the content. I can use the option of opening an existing document. So for that, what I have to do, I have to press the key, Control key plus O key. I can use for opening a new document. So if we have used Control key plus O key, open dialog box will appear. So in the open dialog box, whatever the file I want to open, suppose I have saved it in D drive. In the D drive, I'm having one folder Radhika. In that, I have saved the particular file. So what I have to do, I have to use Control key plus OK. Then open dialog box will appear. In the open dialog box, I have to choose the drive, that is D drive. In the D drive, there is a folder called Radhika. So I have to open that particular folder. Then I have to choose the file name. In a folder, there might, no, there is not a single file. There might be many files will be there. So I have to choose the file which I want to open. So I can click on the file name which I have to open. So and then later I have to choose open button. So I have, if I click on the open button, that file which I want to open, that will be opened on my screen itself. Suppose I have opened now, so I have done some editing, I have added some few paragraphs, I have deleted few lines in the same document. Then what I have to do, if I just close that document, will it be saved? Whatever the changes I have done, will it be saved? No, it will not be saved. Those changes will not be saved. What I have to do, once I have done any changes, there are two options. I can save the document as another document, because it is an updated version of the whatever the content was there. So I have used the updated version now. I have modified something. So I can save it with different name. Or I don't want the previous file. I want the recent file only. Then what I can do, I can simply save the document. So for that, what I can do, I can click on save button. Once I click on the save button, the current, the same name, suppose I have used you know, worksheet as my document name. So if and if I click on save button, the document will be updated, and it will be having the recent updated file with the same name as worksheet.docx. what if I have used the option save as, what will happen? It will be asking the new name for the same file. So I can do new worksheet or the updated worksheet as the new name I can give, and I can save it in the same folder. So now what will happen? I will be having the older version. So earlier my file name was worksheet, so that file will also be there. And if I have used updated worksheet as my new name, then I will be having both the files. The old version also will be there, the updated version file also will be there. So at any point of time, if I need the older version, I can refer the worksheet document. If I want the updated version, then I can refer the document which is available in the updated worksheet. So this way I will be able to handle, or I can have the multiple copies, or I can have the multiple versions of the files. So once I'm having multiple versions, sometimes what happens that I may want to refer what I did it on that particular day, or what was the changes I have done it in my present document or something. Immediately I will be knowing what I have done, or after a month or after a year, I just want to compare why I'm having two versions and what was the difference between these two versions. Then what I can do, I may have to work on multiple documents. I may have to open both the documents together and I want to see what I have done. So for that, we can, the software will also allow you to work on multiple documents. You can open any number of documents at a time and you can see, but at a time you will be able to work on one document, but you can open multiple documents and you can see what was the changes, why, or you can refer the other document for the content and all. So the several documents can be opened simultaneously if you are typing or editing multiple documents simultaneously. All open documents can be arranged by the view tab. There will be a view tab. So you can use that view tab and you can click on arrange all option and you can align the content as per the need. So we discussed about how to create, how to open, how to save the document. Now we also discussed about how to work on multiple documents. Now we will discuss about how to protect a document. We can protect our document from being accidentally changed its format and text from the others users to get access. Suppose I have done some changes and I have entered some confidential information which I don't want to share it with others, or I'm with my peers or something, then what I have to do, I have to protect a document. Suppose it is related to a tender, or it is related to an examination result, or if it is related to some of the assignment which we have to submit, or it's maybe related to some of the practical assignment which we have to submit to the teacher. So suppose if you are working in shared computer, or if you are using in a public place, if you are using some device in a public place and you are not ready to allow anyone to use the a file or something, then what you can do, you can simply save the document with a username and password. So you if anyone who knows your password, then that person will be having the rights to open or modify the content. So this is very easy for protecting the document. It is just a few steps you have to remember. So we will be discussing about how to protect the document. For protecting the document, we have to click on the Save As button. So from the Office button, you can click on the Save As option. So once you click the Save As option, Save As dialog box will appear. So for saving your document, you might have seen the same dialog box. In there, you will be giving the name for the particular file on which name which you want to save. In that dialog box, if you if you move the cursor on the Tools tab, that will be there on the down left side of the Save As dialog box. So if you click on the Tools option, then it will be having the list of options like general options, save options, and other options will be there. So here you have to click on the general options. So if you click on the general option, the dialog box called the general options dialog box will appear. So another dialog box will appear. In that particular dialog box, you have to give two things. There will be a password to open, and there will be a password to modify, and there will be option for protecting the document, and there will be a checkbox for read only recommended. So what you can give, if you want to give read-only recommended option, then you can click on that. Or if you want to give the password for opening the document, then you can click give the password to open. So once you have given password to open, then it will be asking confirm the password. So I have to retype the same password which I have given. Once both the passwords are matching, then it will save that the password will be saved. So I have to click on the OK in the general options, then I have to click on the save options which was there for the save as dialog box. So I have to click. So the, here what we have done, we have given the option for password to open. So there we have given the password. Suppose I, if anyone who knows the same password, that person will be able to open the document. But if I give that is another password, that is password to modify. The same way you have to click on the save as from the office button, you have to click on the save as. From there we have to click on the tools option. From there we have to click on the general options. The general options dialog box will appear. So the place next to password to open, there will be another box that is for password to modify. If I click if I give any password, that is password to modify, that password will be saved. So the person who knows the password to modify only able to edit the content in my document. Suppose I know the password and I have shared the same password with my colleagues, so only me and my colleague will be able to access the particular document. Other persons, if they try to open the document or if they try to open for the document for editing or something, then it will be not allowing them to open, because it will be keep on asking enter the password for opening the document. So if they, even if they know for opening, then they will be able to see the content. If they don't know the password for modification, then they will not be able to edit the particular document. So when you are doing any assignment or something, that is a simple task. But if you are working in some of the organization where you are the person who has to maintain this confidential information about your institution, or it's maybe related to the tender, or it may be related to about the institution or something, then they may have to maintain the confidential information. The confidential information may not be shared with others. If they don't have the rights, then they should not be able to read the content. So for those type of document can be protected by using or by setting the password. Otherwise, for learning purpose also, you can try to do this. It is very simple. Only you have to click on the save as. From there you have to click on the tools. From the tools you can click on the general options, then you can start to give you the passwords. So you can try for your documents or the assignments or the TMAs which you are going to prepare. So it is very simple steps you have to follow. So if you have followed those simple steps, then your document will be secured. If you want your document to be a read-only document, for that you can choose the option read-only recommended. So if you want your document to be protected only for accidental changes in the format, then we have to click on the office button, then save as. Then from the save as, we have to click on the tools tab. So from the tools tab, we have to click on the general options. If you click on the general options dialog box will appear. Then you will see the read only recommended checkbox at the left side bottom of the saved dialog box. So here you can click the read only recommended option. Then we have to click on the OK for the general options dialog box. Then we have to click on the save in the save as dialog box. So next time when we open the document, after giving the password, it will prompt you with a message, open as read only. So if you accidentally make changes and then try to save the document, then file will not be saved. Instead, you will be prompted by a message, this file is read only. So if you want to make changes to your document, remove the checkbox that is read only recommended, which lies below the password to open box. So the procedure is same for read only. For giving the password for opening and modifying, the procedure is you have to click on the office button. From there we have to click on the save as. Once you click on the save as dialog box will appear. From there we have to click on the tools tab. From the tools tab you have to click on the general options. In the general options you can give the password to open, password to modify, or read only recommended. So once you are given any options for open or modify or read only recommend, you have to click on OK for the general options dialog box. Then you have to click on the save for the save as dialog box. So once you are given the same, the password or the read only recommended or the password to modify, whatever the options you have given, that will be saved. And the document will be able, the person who knows the password or who has the rights for changing the document, that person will be able to do the changes in the particular document. So we discussed about how to create, open, save and protecting the document. Now we will discuss about how to do the changes. Suppose I have done some changes and I want to send it to my seniors for their comments or my teacher for their comments. So what they have done, they felt some of the paragraphs needs to be removed, some of the content may be modified. So their suggestions, if they just send me an email with that in first paragraph you do these changes, in second paragraph delete this line. So it can be done, but while reading the documents, what they have to do, they have to simply note down all the comments what they have to pass, and later they have to send me an email. But if I have the facility that in the same document itself, where whatever the comments they have to pass, if they commented on the particular line itself, that will be easy for me to understand, as well as the reviewer also will be able to give me the proper comments what they want to give. So the comments will be visible on my software itself, in the document itself. So we are having the track changes features. If we click on the track changes feature, suppose I am the reviewer, I am reviewing some of somebody's document, I have clicked on the track changes option, then I have deleted few lines. So deleted lines will be put it in some other font, like in red, and all the whatever I have deleted, the content will be displayed in the strike through. Then if I have inserted some content, then it used to come in blue color. The colors I am telling it is normal default colors. If you want, you can change the color options also. Then if I have added some comments, there will be an arrow and pointing to that particular paragraph or text or any words or multiple words. Then if I say that, is this right, or kindly modify this portion, or can you ensure that this is right, or some comments if I have added in the document, that will be easy for them to view. So this review comments can be passed to the other person if the person is not not in the same office, sitting next to you, or he may be working in some other place. So you can get the other person's view by just sending to them by mail or something. Then you can later receive the information via mail. Then once you have opened, you will be able to see what are the changes they have done. Suppose it is 20 pages document, and if they simply, without using any track changes features, if they have done any changes, it will be very difficult for you to understand or identify what changes they have done. Even though if they have inserted some pictures, then it will be easily visible. If they have added some text, if they have modified some paragraphs, you might be wondering that what was the changes they have done, or in which paragraph what was the modification they have done. But by using this track changes feature, things will be visible to both of you. So whatever you are doing, they will be able to see, and whatever their suggestions, comments, and you will be able to see it on your screen. And later you will be, whatever the content they have deleted, that can be acceptable or it can be rejected also. So it's up to you whether the changes suggested by him them can be acceptable or rejected. But after the reviewer's comments, if you had a discussion with the person, then you felt like some of the lines are needed, and you can explain it to them that these paragraph or these lines which was removed or which was deleted may be needed, or if you accepted that yes, it's not record and whatever the reviewers comments, that is right, that those lines needs to be deleted, then you can discuss with them and you can delete, and whatever the inserted content you will be able to add or improve your content, and the according to the reviewers comments you will be able to modify your content. So it will be easy for you. Even the reviewer was not sitting next to you, he will be able to give his or her inputs through by using the track changes feature. So this is one of the best feature, we can say that, because otherwise simply we will be just working on the same document again and again and without knowing that what was the changes we have done. So once the reviewers has given their comments or instructions, then we can update or we can upgrade the document, and again we can pass it to them for final review. So whatever changes you have done in the same document, that will be visible to them. So, and you can also comment, suppose some of the points if you are not agreeing, then you can also add the comment and you can give your input. So this is this feature will be very useful if the persons are sitting in multiple places and they are sharing some of the document which needs some improvement. Otherwise, what we can do, we can sit in one same place and we can start to finalize the content. That is an easier option, but if the person is not sitting or next to you, or if we are not in the same place, then we can go for the track changes feature. Next, we will be discussing about how to print the documents. We should know how to take the printout of the document. Sometimes we may have to take the printout of the current page, then we can choose from the office button we can choose the print command. Once you have used print command, the print dialog box will appear. Then there will be option for page range, in that we can give all page, or we can give current page, or we can give the pages option. From the if you click on the current page, the suppose my cursor is on the second page, I was working on the second page, and if I give the command print current page, only the second page will be printed. If we click pages all, then what will happen, all the pages, suppose it is 10 pages document, all the pages will be printed in one time. If I want few pages to be printed, I don't want on page number 8 and 9, I want only page number 3 and 4 to be printed, or I don't want the rest of the document, but only I want page number 1 to 7. So what I can give, the range is pages 1-7, or if I want only 3 and 4, I can give the range pages 3-4. So if I give that type of instruction, then it will print only those pages. Then if I want to take the printout of only the odd pages, suppose 1, 3, 5, 7 I want, then I can give the options like all page. There will be a tab for print, in that there is a tab for print what, in that you can choose the document. Then there will be a next option for print, in that there will be showing the options all pages in range. If you click the combo box, then you will be able to see the other options, odd pages, even pages, something. So you can click on the odd pages. If you click on odd pages, then if you click OK, only the odd pages will be printed. Page number 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 will be printed. Suppose I have given print only even pages, then 2, 4, 6, 8 will and 10 will be printed, because my document contains only 10 pages. So whatever the way you want to take the printout, you can do it. And first, you have, before giving the print, you have to just check the what choose the printer name. So if I have only one printer is installed on with my computer, then I can click on the by default whatever the printer I have to choose, that will be visible. And one more thing, that the same document I want to distribute to 10 persons. So what I can do, there are two ways, you know, for solving each problem, there will be n number of ways. But for taking the printout, I can, I felt like there will be two options. What I can do, I can take the one pages printout, then I can, one set of printouts, then I can choose again. Then I can give another set, then I can do same way. I can have to individually choose the command and I have to click the options. For 10 times I have to open the print option, then I have to do print command. The other option is that simple one, that the same print dialog box, there will be option for number of copies. In the number of copies, by default, the number one will be there. If you want, you can use the, you know, arrows for increasing the number of keys. So if you click on number, or if you just select the number of copies one by just selecting the number one and changing the number one to 10 also will help. Or if you use the arrows next to the number one, so if you click on the increasing arrow, the number will keep on increase. So if I want 10 copies, I can just increase it and I can make it 10, number 10. So I have to click one time, I have to choose the print command. In the one time command, I have to give the number of copies. In the number of copies, I will just mention 10. So 10 copies will be printed at one time. So this is about how to take the printout of the particular document. But I will recommend, before taking the printout, you just go for the print preview and see how the content is going to be printed. Suppose sometimes I have used some lengthy margin, so some of the content may not be displayed, may not be get printed on the sheet. So I have to do the print preview options before taking the printout of the content. Then there are some of the shortcut keys which we should know how to use those shortcut keys, because this shortcut keys will help us for doing the task easier. So even though things are available in the menus and icons, we can choose those icons and menus if you are well aware. If you are not aware about on which menu the options are available or something, then it is easy for you to remember some of the shortcut keys which you frequently use for doing the task. So we discussed about, for opening a file, the shortcut keys Ctrl key plus O key. For a new file, we can press Ctrl key plus N key. For closing a file, it is Ctrl key plus W key. For save as, it is F12. Then for save, we can use Ctrl key plus S key. For print preview, it is Ctrl key plus F2 key. These F1, F2 keys will be there on your keyboard. These keys are called function keys. So from F1 to F12, you will be able to see. So for save as, we can press F12. For print, it is Ctrl key plus P. For print preview, it is Ctrl key plus F2 key. Then the options, we will use this feature, spelling and grammar feature. Whenever you have written any document, sometimes some of typing mistakes used to happen. So we instead of pressing some other key, we might have pressed the next key. So just we have to ensure that the document is not going without, you know, it should not contain any error. So we have to ensure that whether there is any error or not in the documents. For that, we have to check the spelling and grammar of the particular document. If you press F7 key in your keyboard, then the document will be checked for any spelling and grammatical mistakes. So whatever any spelling mistake is there, then it will just show you, or it will give you the list of options for the other alternative words will be given. Or if any grammatical mistakes there, then it will be shown. So you can choose whatever the options which are really needed. Or if you want the contents are right and whatever was written in the document is right, then you can simply ignore the suggestions. Then for selecting the entire document, we can use Ctrl key plus A key. To select from the cursor to the beginning of the line, we can use shift home. Select from the cursor to end of the line, we can use shift key plus end key. To go to the beginning of the line, we can use home key. Go to the end of the line, we can press end key. Go to the beginning of a document, we can use control key plus home key. Go to the end of the document, we can use control key plus end key. For go to the beginning of the document, we have used control key plus home key. And generally we use cut, copy, paste in the document. So for cut, we can use control key plus X key. So this cut option will remove some of the content in your document. Suppose I have selected some paragraph and I have used control X, that paragraph will be removed in for the particular time in that particular place, the content will be removed. Suppose I want to place it in some other place, I can just keep my cursor on the place where I have required. I can use the option control key plus V key. So in that particular place, the content will be moved. There is option for copying. So if I copy the content, what will happen? The content will remain same in that particular place. And I can also, if I want to place it in some other place also, I can do it by pasting the content. So for copying, it is control C. For pasting, it is control key plus V key. Suppose I have done some changes. I felt like I don't want this change to be done. So I want to go back to the previous version. So I can do control key plus Z key. So if I do the control key plus Z key, all my changes will be undo. So if I want my changes to be done again, then I can use control key plus Y key. And there is one more feature in word processing, that is Format Painter. That Format Painter is a handy tool which will help you to copy the formatting which you have done it for the particular content. So if you use Format Painter, suppose I have done some coloring to the some of the text, and I have used yellow background and the text color is red, and I have used italic style and underline also for the particular text. The same style I want to copy to some of the text which is there in the same document. I have to select the formatting which I want to copy. That particular portion of the text, particular word I have to copy. I have to choose. Then I have to choose the option Format Painter. Then I have to apply to the place where I want. So learners, and today I have just discussed about the basics of word processing. In that I discussed about how to create a document, open a document, saving a document, and how to protect a document. Also we have discussed, and we also discussed about how to take the printout of the document. And we also discussed about some of the shortcut keys which we needed while working in the document. I hope this session was useful to you. Thank you so much for listening.